This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Don Gagne. The U.S. military has been stretched thin by wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Multiple deployments have been common, and the stress on U.S. military personnel has been intense. The Army suffered a record number of suicides last year. 160 soldiers took their own lives. Other branches of the military, including the Marines, have also been hard hit. NPR's Wade Goodwin has this story of a Marine gunnery sergeant from California.
Mary and James Gallagher had been married for less than a year when he told her at the dinner table one November night in 1987 that he wanted to fulfill his lifelong dream.
And he actually had come home one day and said to me, you know, Mary, I really, really want this. You know, I really want to, join the Marine Corps. And I said, okay, Jim, if this is what you'd like. And he goes, oh, great, my recruiter will be here tomorrow for you to sign the papers. So he already had signed up.
James Gallagher loved being a Marine. He was an infantryman and rose to the rank of gunnery sergeant. In 2005, he was deployed to Iraq and assigned to Ramadi. It was a violent and deadly summer in Ramadi. 12 men in his unit were killed, including his commanding officer. When he returned stateside, Mary says her husband kept the worst of it to himself.
Most Marines were not ones to really talk at all. Jim always said he placed it right in his heart, and he said, I'll carry it forward because that's what I have to do, and that's how I get through it. I'm sure he saw a lot of ugly things, but I just don't know, all the ugly he did see.
After he returned home, Sergeant Gallagher was soon sent to the Marines' advanced course. Mary says her husband seemed mostly fine.
I didn't really see it coming at all. I think that people are a little misled at the fact that PTS is very visible, but it's not as visible as people think.
It is only in retrospect that Gallagher can now see what she missed at the time.
To me, he just seemed sad. You know, he was, not quite himself, but, again, I just had no idea that he was really struggling as bad as he was. And obviously, he was struggling a lot. And that's the hardest part for me. You know, it's something I carry with myself every day that I didn't notice, that I didn't realize how much he was hurting.
8 months after the gunny sergeant returned home, his unit was getting ready to deploy again, and that seemed to throw Gallagher. Mary says her husband seemed distracted, a little out of it. The 19-year veteran would sometimes quietly confide to her that he wasn't sure he was up for it. When Mary took the children to Disney World with family friends, James decided to stay behind. The day before they were coming home, Mary talked to her husband on the phone. He was stressed. She reassured him.
You know, our last phone call of that day, he just repeatedly told me how much he loved me. And, if I really truly knew how much he loved me. And I said, I do, Jim, and we can do this together. And my children and I came home, and my daughters actually found their father before I can protect them from that, and he was hanging in the garage of our home.
Gallagher and her three teenage children were blindsided, and they grieved intensely.
It was crippling. It truly crippled us.
Gallagher says their salvation came when she discovered the military support group TAPS, the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. There, her family was greeted as if her husband had died in battle, like he was a war hero, that they should all be proud. Under the white-hot light of that perspective, the Gallagher's shame and guilt began to melt away.
Everyone embraced you, and I think that's what really surprised me most of all and kind of brought me back a little bit to like, wow, we're being accepted. It didn't matter that, he killed himself. What mattered was that he served our country.
Mary Gallagher has become a peer mentor at the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, specializing, not surprisingly, in families who've lost their soldier to suicide. 4 years later, they miss him terribly. Sergeant James Gallagher, whose 19 years of service to his country eventually cost him his life. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.